Welcome to Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy, where I help you go through some of the overlooked health issues that we as women go through during womanhood. Welcome to another episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. I hope you had a wonderful week, and I want to talk to you about something that I've spoken about before, but it's the importance of creatine for women. Basically, should we take it? Why should we take it? What is it? That's the question. So I suppose if you're a regular gym goer and you've been in around that environment for quite a long time, you will see people in the gym with water bottles and they're pouring in maybe some powder, or they've got a purple drink or a pink drink that they're drinking throughout their session. This is what's known as a pre-workout drink. And as someone who could be interested, or you know, is interested in getting the most out of their workouts, looking good, feeling good, being healthy, being strong, you've probably wondered, what's up with this creatine thing? Why is everybody taking creatine? Should I be taking creatine? Just the basic facts about creatine. It's not a steroid. I'll probably say this many times during this podcast. It's created naturally in the body, but it's well known for enhancing strength. It increases muscle mass. And that's what we want to do, don't we? As our muscle mass declines during perimenopause and menopause, we want to increase it. That's why we go to the gym. That's why we lift heavy. But we can also add creatine to our diet to improve our exercise performance. But many women still do not take creatine. But why is that? A lot of women who would like to consider the gym as part of their health repertoire shy away from the gym because they believe the minute they start picking up a weight, they'll be a man overnight. They'll put on all these muscles. And of course, this is so untrue, but there is that belief. And then on top of that, most women think of creatine as a supplement that you take if you want to put on some serious muscle strength or some muscle gains. Also, creatine can cause water retention and weight gain. Of course, the weight gain is because of the water retention. And let's face it, a lot of us are like, no thank you. I don't want to take it just because of that. But what is creatine and where does it actually come from? Again, creatine is not a steroid. In fact, it's a different chemical compound and it's not at all related to hormones, but it is found in the muscle. It's an important component in the muscle for many mammals. So it's created or produced naturally in the body, primarily in the liver, from the precursor, from the use of amino acids, arginine, glycine, methionine, okay? But even though creatine is made of amino acids, it doesn't work in the same way as an amino acid. It doesn't involve the removal of nitrogen when it's excreted from the body by the kidneys. So the kidneys are involved with the synthesis of creatine. So since our bodies have the ability to produce creatine, it's technically not considered an essential dietary nutrient. But if we do supplement it, it does prove really useful for those interested in increased strength and muscle growth. So it's found in small quantities in our diet. We get it from proteins in our foods, red meats, beef, lamb, pork, fish, the usual. The normal dietary intake of creatine in people who eat meat is about 1 gram. And for obvious reasons, it's much less for those who take it in lower doses in vegetables, so vegetarians. When creatine comes or is presented as a supplement, it's made in a laboratory, of course, it's a tasteless, odourless white powder. And the most common type is called creatine monohydrate. And you can buy this at any online health store. Very easy to purchase. So How does creatine work? Well, creatine just helps your muscles to work harder and for longer by kind of replenishing the fuel within the muscle cells that allows muscles to sustain energy, that energy explosion. It's called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. I really don't want to get too sciencey with this, but basically, if you want your muscles to contract so that you can move or lift a weight, you want some kind of explosion for the movement, you need energy. And that energy that you have to expend is ATP. So ATP provides the energy which allows your muscles to move. But also, within the muscles, you only have a limited supply of this energy. So when you use it all up without replenishing it, your muscle will not be able to contract. So if you think about when you go to the gym, you lift the weight, you expend all that energy, then you have to wait about 45 seconds to a minute before you can do that movement again. That's you replenishing your ATP. That's the energy replenishing within the muscle, which allows it to contract, which allows it to move. So when you now add the creatine to your diet, it allows you to work harder for a longer period of time, which means you can build more muscle, burn more fat without tiring out too quickly. So how does creatine affect women? Although most creatine research has been done in men, there has been some evidence that indicates that women also benefit if we take creatine supplements. Overall, it seems that creatine has a beneficial effect when it comes to strength in women who take it for long periods of time. However, the evidence doesn't show that much benefit for women who take it for shorter periods of time, say 28 days to a month, if they do a lot of cardio, so a lot of sprinting, a lot of HIIT training. It doesn't show that much benefit. With regards to creatine, though, there are, everybody's an individual. And some people, some women respond to supplements, and some women don't respond to supplements. And this is usually down to the type of muscle fibre, the size of the cross-sectional area of the muscle fibres that a person possesses. This is unique. And some women respond to muscle stimulation, and some women don't. One of the most important ways that you can become or increase your chances of being a responder, that someone who responds to supplements, is to make sure you take enough creatine to increase your muscle creatine content. You've got to give it time to work. You've got to be consistent with taking creatine. You've also got to eat something to aid the absorption of creatine. So maybe a quick source of carbohydrate, a simple carbohydrate, fruit, juice, yogurt. This will help the body or the bloodstream to dissolve the creatine. You may also experience some weight gain with creatine, which is not dissimilar to any other woman that starts a weight training regime. Some women freak out a little bit when their weight goes up due to muscle gain, but feel much better once they see how much more comfortable their clothes fit them as they become leaner during and throughout the process. Women will retain water in the first few weeks, as I said, of using creatine, but this does diminish over time. When you start taking creatine, give your body enough time to see results before you decide to stop using it. And I would say anything from 3 weeks above, keep using it. Be consistent. So the bottom line is, creatine will help you train harder, train longer, so that you can lift more weight and build more muscle. It would also not cause water retention in longer use, but if you do experience water retention, do give it time to normalize. Creatine may be safe to take during pregnancy, but always consult your GP. And you don't need to load up on creatine. You can just take 0.1 gram creatine per kilo of body weight per day. Take it with a carbohydrate so it can be dissolved within the bloodstream easier. I take creatine. I love taking creatine. I see the difference when I do not take creatine. I hope this has served to give you a bit more information on creatine and how well it works for women with increased muscle mass. Because at the end of the day, we don't want to be weak. We don't want to be frail. This is what we're trying to avoid. And creatine will do that for us. It will help us on our journey. Thank you for listening to me this week on Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Please stay tuned for future episodes and do please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram at dnice.fitness. That's D-N-Y-C-E. Or via my website, dnicefitness.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have questions of your own or need advice about your health and well-being or womanhood in general, please do send them through my way and I'll respond directly and also in future episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by D-Nice Fitness and produced by the great team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Denise Campbell. Have a wonderful week. Until next time.